Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a Crab Diving Thursday, everybody. Blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in out east, if it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you open yourself up to us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple hours live. My name is Patrick Vile.
Oh, cabaret. Oh, cabaret. Oh, cabaret. I don't know. I was thinking about that musical for the last 45 seconds. And it was the
Joel Grey moment
that was going to come out of my mouth.
You don't have a Joel Grey story or a
no.
Well, Jennifer Grey story.
One of my best friends ran into Joel Grey in Venice.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's all I remember about it.
Ah.
You know who I'm talking about?
I think I do. Me.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
I said my name right. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, here on this lovely Thursday, Los Angeles, California, in late February. You know, it's a leap year. We're going to have our first crab diving leap show.
Oh, really?
Possibly. We might have been doing something 4 years ago, but it wasn't this. And that's sometime, right? When is that? Is that over the weekend or
Wait.
When is the 29th? Monday. So Monday's show will be our one and only
leap year.
February 29th crab diving show for a long fucking time.
By the way, that's so wonderful because we get an extra day to pay rent.
Yeah, yeah. And hey, the Black History Month people get tossed an extra day every 4 years.
Oh, who are we going to add? Who gets added on that next day for a shout out on crab diving?
Oh, I mean,
we
know.
Haven't even been doing that.
We've been remiss in our shout outs for Black History Month.
We're fighting the good fight while forgetting to fight the good fight.
Yeah, right.
We're
a couple of white guys.
Yeah, what do you want? We're better than most white dudes.
Oh,
shit.
As the next 2 hours, we'll let you know. Tweet us during the show if you want, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us live.
Twat us!
On this February 25th.
The year of our Lord!
The at crab diving is our Twitter handle.
Yay.
@crabdiving, and you can also sling us a message over on our Facebook page where all kinds of fun happens. facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh my god.
All kinds of stuff that we get to, we don't get to, memes. etc. GIF files now.
Fuck everyone. Oh, we can do GIFs.
Yeah, you can do GIF files on the Facebook now. And now with all those fun reactions, it seems that people are already having fun with those new reactions that you can, instead of just liking something, you can say, wow, or you could say, frowny face, don't like it.
Shit. Is there a cum shot button or no?
There's no bukkake emoji. I mean, I'm sure there's a bukkake emoji somewhere.
Hey, work
on
that.
Not on Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg should work on that. And by the way, am I out of my mind, or did I see somewhere on Facebook that Zuckerberg is now the subject of a fatwa?
Oh, really?
I thought I saw that. Somebody made some threat against him.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Blah, 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 blah.
Wow, really?
Maybe they don't like the new emoji or the whatever the wow icons.
They're upset with the new icons, you say?
Jesus Christ.
If you go to our Facebook page, didn't they re-up on Salman Rushdie?
Oh, yes.
Wasn't that it?
They added more to the bounty. The Iranians.
Oh, really?
Added more to the bounty upon his head.
That's just fucking ridiculous.
Why can't they relax? Just get no more bounties. How's that?
Because you wrote a fucking fiction book and right. somewhere in it mentioned, yeah. I don't even know what he mentioned about Muhammad.
I tried to go back
the
and read
it. Pedophile thing, maybe?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's it. I remember trying to figure out what the fuck it was about in the first place. And it, I don't know. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
I can't believe people are that sensitive about their sky god that's non-existent.
Oh, yeah.
This thing you're so sensitive about, is it there? It's bullshit.
Well, yeah. And
I'm sorry for you.
I mean, even if you do think it's there, just keep it on your lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get so sensitive when other people don't want to
right.
participate.
Maybe you're not, your god's not all-knowing and omniscient and all that. I mean, maybe, yeah. maybe come around to that fact at least. I mean, he doesn't even exist. Oh, my God. I sound like I'm talking to crazy people.
Yes. And
Uck.
Right wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Did you bring condoms?
Hey, what's up with Track? Has he beaten anybody lately?
I don't know that he's
shenanigans.
Yeah, I think he's been
Is he on lockdown for a while?
In a Hannibal Lecter mask somewhere in Wasilla.
What does he do? It seems like he keeps to himself every five to six months, and then he loses his mind at a party, gets in a fight, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we hear about him losing his mind every 5 to 6 months.
That's true. We don't know what he gets away with.
Right.
But it's hard for me to believe he would get away with anything, even in Alaska. These cell phones, video
right.
recorders everywhere.
But who knows how many times he may have threatened or scared or, you know, bruises no blood to the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Up
That's
to
true.
This time.
Right. Probably if sometimes significant
Where she keeps
amount
her
of
mouth
times.
Because he's Track Palin.
I'm
Track
yeah.
Palin.
Or maybe she's scared of the fucking brute.
The... Headlines, we can see what's, speaking of Sarah Palin, we can see what's going
Yay.
On in the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February 25th, 2016.
And so say we all!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Y'all.
Photograph of Marco Rubio.
Oui, oui.
De Florida.
Oh, yes.
Well, de Cuba.
How's the little robotic loser doing these days?
And the headline says, Rubio readies Hail Mary.
That's been the whole thing. But it's always been a Hail Mary for him. He's never not been from behind.
And, well, we don't know.
He's taking this election from behind.
His campaign is preparing for, according to CNN, this leads to CNN.
Oh, does it?
The
network of Don Lemon and a bunch of other losers.
Rubio's campaign is preparing for a contested Republican convention.
Oh, my God.
As one option to probably take the nomination away from Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. You know, God, I hope it happens. God, I hope I get it.
God, I hope I get it.
But
I hope I get it. How many delegates does he need?
If it happens with this brokered convention thing.
Look at all
Trump,
the people.
Trump will shred.
Sorry.
Shred. The GOP. I mean, into just tiny little pieces of...
He'll shred them.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right? He'll
but
quit. He'll,
I don't
he'll
even
be done.
I've
if they try to shenanigan away from him the nomination, they're going to... Trump's going to revolt and just do a third party and say, fuck you.
Third.
And then, easy, skip to the White
even,
House for the
I don't
Democrat.
Even know what happens in a contested convention. I mean, what does it mean?
It means whoever... When they get there, the person... In the lead,
yes.
Nobody has the lead. Nobody has the magic number.
Right.
So they have to convince.
The
they
delegates
have to, they have
that
to start
are there.
Talking to each other and convince each other. Right. You need to bow out. You need to, or you need to get your guy to bow out. You need to come over to this side. You need to come over to that side. And they vote and shit. God, I hope that happens.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that seems ridiculous.
But
so Marco Rubio is supposed to convince Donald Trump to quit?
No, his campaign manager told Rubio's campaign manager told top donors at a closed door meeting in Manhattan.
Oh, how serious.
What's today? Thursday. So last night.
Oh shit.
Behind closed doors.
Ooh. Meet me in the closet.
Marco Rubio got on a table and they sprayed him with
shit.
Whipped cream.
Oh, really?
Cherries for his nipples.
Oh, God.
Turned him into a human buffet.
Any cheese whiz?
The
employed?
Well, yeah, under the armpits.
Not cheese whiz. What's the cheese that, what is the cheese that the person asked for in Blues Brothers? Got my cheese whiz, boy! Remember that line?
I don't remember that line.
It doesn't matter.
Cheese whiz. That's the shit in the can that you spray on like a cracker.
You know, I think I'm mixing it up. Racist. I think
Velveeta?
Cheese whiz comes in a jar and you spread it. There's some kind of other kind of cheese that you, that's aerosol cheese.
No, like, cheese whiz is the shit that,
is it really?
That you spray on a cracker. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Why did we make cheese whiz?
How gross.
Why did we weaponize cheese?
Why did we carbonate? And then, yeah, and,
Is it healthy at all?
It can't be.
No way.
Don't you think?
I used to squirt that shit on Wheat Thins when
right
I was
into
a
your
kid.
Mouth.
Huh?
Right into your mouth.
Oh,
you could
yeah.
do
it. Squirtable cheese, guys.
Like Big Bird Bukkake.
Welcome to America.
I don't know why Big Bird's jizz would be yellow. I don't know. Went with the yellow thing. So they're saying that Rubio is scrambling for support ahead of Super Tuesday.
Super.
Tuesday, next
Liquid
Tuesday.
You.
His top advisor used a PowerPoint presentation, it says.
Oh, no.
And took questions from attendees.
They use PowerPoint. They are serious they as a motherfucker at this point.
Why would they use... They've got to have starfish-licking deal CNN with Microsoft, don't you think? What does it matter that it's a PowerPoint presentation?
Oh, I see.
Why didn't
That's
they just
an
say
advertisement.
He used a presentation, or Rubio's top advisor had a presentation and took questions? Why do we have to know it's a PowerPoint presentation?
Because a presentation could be anything. Like, he could be a guy standing at a fucking podium talking. Now, you say
slide.
You could say a slide presentation. You could say a deck. You know, you could say all kinds of things. Now, I don't know why they went. It is an odd mention. Shenanigans.
Maybe they need, 300 words. Whoever wrote this.
PowerPoint's one word.
Two.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck! I have fucked that up so many times with different letters and emails going out to various and sundry people. Fucked it up then.
I think it's 2 points. It's two.
Well,
they laid out
now.
This guy, his top advisor, showed them two courses that they're going to take. They
yes.
could take in okay. the coming months. The first showed where the states and the number of delegates that he would need to clinch the nomination outright. Unlikely, unless God knows what happens. He needs to fucking surge ahead.
Surge. Dude, he's got a fucking... He needs a PowerPoint presentation to convince people that he could possibly win something.
There's only so many times you can go out there and claim victory from second, third, fifth place.
He is a loser.
Before people figure out that you're a loser.
Has he even been second banana? Or has he always been third banana?
He had a 3-2-1 strategy. He was 3-5-2. Yeah, he was second in
South Carolina.
Hmm.
So it sounds like he's missing the one. It sounds like he's missing a winning. Like he needs to win one of these at some point.
Well, yeah. And especially these. There's a few. Not every state is the same, which I think is ridiculous.
It's all stupid.
But. This caucusing this caucusing is happening in any state in 21st century America is an embarrassment
Dude,
to our system.
It's loony. It is fucking loony as fuck.
It's, yeah.
I mean, because we're having conversations like these. I mean,
and Nevada was the Nevada GOP caucus was a clusterfuck.
Really?
Clusterfuck.
Why do you say that?
Well, they had, first of all, you can electioneer. So you had
oh, yes.
the person you walk up to who hands you your ballot is wearing a red, white, and blue titty plate.
Right.
And that says, Make America Great Again.
A titty plate.
Breastplate.
I got me a Trump titty plate. Jesus. That's so, perfect for his supporters.
Right.
Though.
Or, you know, a cruise.
Pasties.
Cruise for president.
Yeah, a fleshlight.
Ceremonial whip.
Right. A ball gag.
Yeah, cracking. Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't have big.
Butt plug.
The butt plug, yes. Or a. Yeah.
The Kasich butt plug.
poor John Kasich, you fucking loser.
The
you
first
fucking
name I think
loser.
Of, yeah.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
I wonder if Upside Down Jesus with the butt plug is where it's going next, because, you know, they moved it. I think we did that story. Of course we did that story. It was first in Florida, where a Satanist.
Right.
There is a. Putting screws to the Christo fascists.
A devil worshiper.
Some of these counties where they put up religious displays for the Jesus.
Yeah, that's not oppressive.
And then they're really not into putting up displays for anybody else. But, you know, the Supreme Court's like, you guys kind of got to. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's been really putting the screws to that whole process. He and lots. Like us believe none of that shit should be there. None
absolutely.
I don't want a satanic temple. Yeah. I don't want a flying spaghetti monster. I don't want any of that shit.
I don't want a guy. I don't want a young, you know, in shape, Aryan dude with blue eyes nailed to a piece of wood and bleeding out on my wall.
It's really gross.
That is not something I want to look at at work.
Yeah. What
at
if
the
I don't
DMV.
Want my kids looking at that shit?
I mean, to me, it's a kind of another level. Yeah, we're talking about your religious freedom, whatever. But also, it's kind of fucked up. I mean, if that's the case,
somebody's worried about a nipple slipping out.
Yeah. Can I put a picture of a guy in a leather outfit with a ball gag and somebody prodding him with an electric poker?
Well, there you go. Or a Jesus upside down with a butt plug.
Yeah, how is that any I would venture to say the butt plug is probably less invasive than the nails through the fucking hands.
Depends on...
I mean, depends on the butt
size
plug.
Size of the butt plug and the preparation for the butt plug.
Whether or not you're expecting it. Surprise crucifixion!
So I guess there, this other way that they said he could possibly win.
Yes.
Was where nobody wins a majority and they have to go to a brokered convention.
Right.
According to CNN, quote, unleashing a messy and potentially unpredictable battle where multiple candidates are vying for the title. That would be spec-fucking-tacular.
Can't you predict some of what would happen? I mean, I can predict something.
We're going to hear the word fuck over live TV
a lot. We're
going
to see Donald Trump go after some motherfuckers.
Because you're going to have all those Trump delegates?
Oh,
are you kidding
Jesus.
Me? Are going to be all pissed off.
It's going to look like a scene from Braveheart.
It's going to be...
Really?
Like Mad Max Thunderdome kind of shit. Which is what his rallies are like.
Yeah, it's what they want. It's what all these libertarians want. So they got a hard-on for every man for themselves.
So I guess from what it sounds like, one of Rubio's strategies is to just wait until the nuclear holocaust and be the cockroach that's still alive.
Yes.
Wrapped in a diaper.
Right. He needs to keep losing. He needs to stay the course. That's the only way.
What an inspirational candidate you've got. Listen, when Trump and Cruz kill each other off, when their campaigns kill each other off, maybe I'll have a few left.
Is the establishment, are the Republicans eventually going to say, listen, we don't have a choice. We can either have a Democratic president or we can all get behind this gigantic Frankenstein of a horrible monster we've created and just support the guy. I think that's what it'll come to ultimately. I think they're just going to say, yeah, I'm just going to say, listen, this is our best choice now.
Oh, yeah. They realized he's not going on another date unless they start swallowing. And
the line has been drawn in the sand.
Yeah. And they're just going to have to hold their nose.
Listen.
And taste the bitter.
Right.
Because
the load is yours.
He's not into citrus fruits. That means which is supposed to make your cum taste better.
All right.
We
all, the more you know.
Allegedly. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You learn all that kind of stuff here on Crab Diving. By the way, if you're going to buy shit, if you want some recipes to mix whatever you're going to mix in, go to Amazon and buy books and buy all kinds of stuff. Go through our hole. Go through our portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. And we'll get a little taste. Doesn't cost you nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Just gives us a little commission. Sample.
That's all it costs you.
No sperm sample.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to do a ceremonial one, I don't care what you're doing while you're clicking on Amazon.
That's illegal. Don't mail that to us.
Clicking through the bra ads on Amazon. Isn't that what kids used to do with Sears catalog and shit back before the internet?
Yeah. Now everything's fucked up.
Horny kids used to flip through the Sears catalog and look at the underwear section.
Right. And now Al Gore ruined...
To get their titties. How sad.
Yeah.
Unless you found dad's porn stash.
Right.
Al Gore.
Al Gore ruined it with the internet that he fucking invented.
We can see what's going on over at the Drudge Report. The... dummies at the Drudge Report. Monosyllabic, of course. X-Max Prex.
What?
Oh, I was just going to do this story. That? President. P-R-E-X. They're being hip with their abbreviation.
Who is this? The HuffPo? Or Drudgies?
Oh, God. I was actually going to do this story. Interesting. X-Max Prez. The headline, the former president... Vicente Fox of Mexico.
Fuck you.
You know, he's the guy before who, not too long ago, I believe, said Trump's nuts if he thinks Mexico's going to pay for his wall. Well, with a, I don't know if this is, let me see if this is in Espanol.
I declare, I'm not going to pay for that fucking wall.
The former president of Mexico in English.
Yes.
Giving an interview says, I'm not going to pay for that fucking wall.
I love it. Oh, man.
I declare, I'm not going to pay for that fucking wall. He should pay for it. He's got the money.
Are you afraid that he's going to be the next president of the United States? What would that mean? What would that mean for Mexico?
No, no, no. Democracy cannot take us to crazy people that doesn't know what's going on in the world today. It worries me this...
Shit.
He's being interviewed by Jorge Ramos. Jorge Ramos is the guy from, I think it's Univision.
Oui, oui.
Who... Or as the white people say, Univision. That was tossed out of that one press conference, remember? Because he started asking Trump a question he didn't like, so they threw him out. But then they brought him back in eventually. So that's Jorge Ramos. So it's kind of funny that they're doing this in English. This is a fuck you, Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
They want everyone to hear this.
I gotta say, I'm impressed with this guy's English. I don't think I could swear as convincingly in Spanish.
I think he paused. So he's speaking his second language.
Right.
That we know of. One of his...
Probably speaks more...
Not his native language.
He was president, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
He speaks at least two, but he had to... He stops, you can say. You can see where he stops. He's like, I've said it before, we're not going to pay for the... And you could tell he's going around in his head. I wonder if he's translating, like, pinche or, whatever.
Oh, I see.
Or if he's thinking, should I say fuck? I wonder what's going on.
I bet it's the latter.
I think he knows English well enough that he's like, should I say fuck?
I declare, I'm not going to pay for that fucking wall. He should pay for it. He's got the money.
Are you afraid that he's going to be the next president of the United States? What would that mean for Mexico?
No. Democracy.
My only note for Jorge Ramos would be, you could button one more button on that shirt, bro. Ham, you're in your 50s.
He cannot take us to crazy people that doesn't know what's going on in the world today. It worries me this last caucus in Nevada?
Nevada.
In Nevada.
He won 44% of the Hispanic
44% vote. Of Hispanics. I'd like to know who those Hispanics are.
That's awesome.
They again.
Vicente Fox is like, what is wrong with the Hispanics in Nevada?
He ain't the only one. I want to meet these guys.
Well, really? I still think it's probably a lot of the workers in Vegas, in Reno, who are fleeced.
Did we hear, am I insane, or
they told them, we're going to,
kill your children if you don't vote Trump.
Oh, right. That would be dirty politics. Right. Am I crazy or did I hear on MSNBC today some gay people being interviewed by Trump? And they were interviewed about Trump, and they were explaining why they would vote for him.
Oh, it was a guy in
Christ
in some state coming up, and he's actually a Republican student leader at the colleges. He runs some like Republican college organization, and apparently he's gay because the TV dude said. Well, wait a minute. You said your boyfriend.
Right.
Or something about your boyfriend. And he's like, how do you justify that? And he's like, well, you know, my mom is against gay marriage.
Well,
I don't want your mom to be president. Yeah. The answer to that is I don't want your mom to be president either.
Right. I don't.
And B, your mom's an asshole.
I mean, I am a straight person and I don't want a homophobe being president because it speaks to so many things. First of all, number one, you're a piece of shit because you don't see everyone as human. And number two, it's like a weird judgment thing. It's like ignorance.
Right.
I don't want anybody dumb.
Again.
Fucking A.
Again.
Right.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
God. Now we just have this guy who's calling people a pussy. Yeah, so he's a whole totally different reel of bloopers.
Right. Here's the rest of this Vicente Fox.
They're followers of a false prophet. And he's going to take him to the desert. And if they think that they will benefit with an administration led by Donald Trump, they're wrong. They must open their eyes. Please, you Hispanics, Latins in U.S., open your eyes. It's not to defend our race. It's not to defend our creed. It's to defend this very same nation that is hosting you. This nation is going to fail if it goes into the hands of a crazy guy. What is Trump? He's not a Republican. Absolutely not. Those are not the Republican principles. He is not a Democrat. He's just himself. He's egocentric.
You know what? He really puts it, well, he is egocentric. It's all about himself.
Not that Vicente Fox is, you know, a pristine angel.
No,
but
what's he up to? Bad shit?
Wasn't he kind of the Berlusconi of Mexico? Isn't how he made it to to the presidency?
He ain't gonna build no fucking wall. I am not building a fucking wall.
I've said it before. We're not building his fucking wall.
Right. People should be against that wall anyway, just because for any ecological reasons. I cannot see how it would be good for the environment to put a wall up between us and Mexico. What happens to if you're an animal and you have to get to that water source, the Rio Grande? And then does the wall go straight down the middle of the fucking river? Or is it on our, I guess it's on our side of the river.
Yeah.
So we got a river and a fucking wall. Do we really need a river and a motherfucking wall? God.
There you go.
Fucking mighty, man. Stupid.
Well, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's not going to be a wall. And one of the, I saw again another Trump supporter being interviewed who seemed, you think, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, there's a, there's a maybe 8 or 10 minute film of a guy that went to a Trump rally. And really, if it doesn't make you want to go out and sterilize yourself.
Okay.
It's crazy fucking people. It's crazy people.
Oh shit.
Upon crazy people.
These people shouldn't be allowed to fucking vote. I'm sorry. Can we not have the crazy deciding who's in charge?
Oh, and so many like, you know, American flag t-shirts and hats and American flag everything.
God, it's like sometimes these guys, you just want to take them aside and say, listen, you're crazy. Don't get offended. And you're also dumb. Don't be offended by that. It's not meant as a slant. But because of that.
I love the undereducated.
Yeah. You're undereducated. We love you. But you shouldn't be able to vote or make decisions. Here's what. No, here's what you can do. You let the smart people decide what you want. You can spend all day in the mud driving your trucks and your fucking four-wheelers and that kind of bullshit. I mean, no more guns. I'm sorry. The guns are gone. But you can play with all your bullshit all day. We'll be in charge. You do what you do you without the guns and shit, of course. And then we'll run the country because you're a fucking idiot.
You're a commie without the guns. What about my Second Amendment?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you could just take that and shove it up your ass. On account of all the dead children that have been killed by fucking guns, you fuck nut.
Second Amendment is the only one that matters.
Let me tell you what matters to a bunch of people that wrote the Constitution that owned people. Who knows? Who knows what mattered to those fucks?
Here's mentally ill. A little clip of it. It's a guy named Mitchell Wiggs went to...
Fuck you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Viva! Viva Donald Trump! I'm coming for president. Thank you very much.
There's an Elvis impersonator. The trumpets are, the one yelling trumpet.
Yes.
Is gotta be 70.
Okay.
White sweatshirt on with a giant American flag. Okay. She's got a red hat.
Letting us know she's weird looking red hat. American, right?
Waving a Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm so excited to be here. I can't stand it.
It's awesome.
Hi, we're here to see Donald Trump, our next president of the United States.
What? Yes, and he's the only one that can change our country and make it great again.
God,
these two, I would really think it's got to be a Christopher Guest movie.
Right.
Because they're later middle-aged ladies.
Yes.
Each of them with some sort of homage to a poodle on the top of their head.
This is straight out of like Christopher Guest shit, man.
One jet black, the blackness that does not exist in nature.
I got my patriotic
hair.
Poodle sweater on.
And the other one, blonde as fuck with the red bow.
Perfect.
They look like they're getting ready to sing a duet at the Grand Ole Opry.
I love it.
Lots of makeup.
Oh, shit.
False eyelashes.
Okay.
Massive.
You couldn't think of the word at first, and so you gave the universal signal for eyelashes. Oh, my God.
Sign language.
Absolutely.
The only one.
What makes you guys so excited about Trump?
We think he has a lot of class.
Okay. Let's, right there.
Right.
Conversation's over.
Yes.
We think he's got a lot of class.
Is this interviewer, by the way, just setting them up to look stupid?
No. He's
really?
Walking up to them. They've already set themselves up to look stupid. He's giving them.
He's got a lot of class.
He's documenting it.
He called Ted Cruz a pussy at a rally.
He can bring class back to the White House. He can help with.
White back to the White House.
That means
baby,
we haven't had class in the White House.
We're bringing white back.
What does that mean to you?
We're bringing white back to the White House.
Our country and fix what's been destroyed in the last 8 years.
Yes, and he has a beautiful wife and a beautiful family, and she will be a great first lady.
A beautiful first lady.
A beautiful wife, a beautiful family.
Right,
right when she says that, they cut to Melania's titties out on some sort of fur. It's a picture of her on a fur with her tits out.
Was she in Bounce House or Playboy? Or was she
one
in Jugs?
Of the two.
I think they need to change Donald Trump's slogan.
Jugs.
Make America white again. That's what these people really want.
Absolutely.
And he's a wonderful parent
and a wonderful man.
When she said wonderful parent, they cut to a picture of his two asshole sons holding a dead, beautiful Jaguar.
Oh, right.
Not the car.
Oh, my God.
A beautiful cat that they proved that they've got big, white, manly cocks because they killed this animal.
Stay out of the fucking jungle. That is not your space. That is that thing's space, and it's not your space, you fuck.
I don't...
Or take pictures. From like a safe car.
Right.
I got to tell you, man, if I was walking around in the jungles of Africa, I don't know that I could, unless I was enclosed in like a plexiglass protective cube box, I don't think I could relax. Because even like, I think I remember the last time I was in the Smoky Mountains, I was always hyper aware of the the possibility that a bear could come barreling out of any like hidden area, any like little shadow in the forest, and just eat out my intestines. Hey, boy! Or maybe you got a pretty mouth. What's that?
Chickens.
Oh shit! Get them chickens away from me!
So we'll put a link up on in the blog post to that.
What a bunch of scary people!
And now I'm looking. I think on Facebook they only posted like 8 minutes of it.
Right.
But there, it looks like there's a link to an even longer version.
Oh shit!
Over at Vimeo. So we'll put the long link in there.
Yes.
But that's on our Facebook. So also in our Facebook stream.
Oh my God, it burns.
I'm trying to find the other one.
Oh yeah. The other video from these wackos. Well, talking about why they love Donald Trump. He's the perfect man.
I've got a couple of videos I wanted to. Here's one from real quick.
He's white. He's got a whole, his family is white, guys.
This is a couple of white assholes in cowboy hats out in somewhere out in the wilderness.
Oh, haven't we had this enough in
America?
And
they're wheeling
white guys
a giant Civil War type cannon.
Oh God! What a bunch of losers. Types.
That blows shit up.
Oh, yeah.
And, let me see.
I mean, what the fuck? Who cares? A cannon? Are you eight? Are you 8 fucking years old with your big war toys?
This is an ad.
Oh, really?
For a Texas Republican representative, Charlie Guerin.
Guys, we're going to use a cannon in this ad. How did they secure the cannon for the use of the ad?
Charlie is running his 7th re-election campaign.
Oh, God, we got to fix our fucking system. It sucks.
Charlie has a 100% rating by the NRA.
Woo-hoo! Perfect.
A staunch Planned Parenthood defunder.
Right, those horrible videos. Beetle Chop Shop.
And he's running his new re-election campaign. He's borrowing a slogan that Greg Abbott used before. Come and take it.
Right in the face. Come and take it. Like, come and take this out of my cold, dead fingers.
Barack Hussein Negro.
Yes.
Come and take it out of my cold, dead hands.
We got to make America. We got to make America white again, guys.
So this, again, you would think is fucking parody, but this is an actual campaign ad posted. This is what's funny. It says, this is written apparently by somebody in Texas, and it says, his newest campaign, I thought, was satire. There are men in stereotypical Texas Western wear, as if we all dress that way here.
Right. They got those bolo ties.
Oh, the leather vests, right. And the cowboy hats.
Go through a period in your life?
Never.
And not when you were 4. That doesn't count. Where you're like, you wore cowboy boots.
Never.
As your normal
no,
shoes.
No, I hate cowboy boots.
Not even in the country band.
No.
What did you fucking wear?
No,
what was your...
I fought tooth and nail. There were whispers at times of maybe we should all start wearing similar stuff. And
uniform.
No.
That's the whole fun of being in the country band.
No, it's not. It's just not.
Nah,
it's just not. No,
you gotta look the part.
We were jeans and flannel type country band.
God, that bums me out. You went to the trouble of being in a country band and you didn't even get to wear the fucking costume?
I didn't want to wear the costume.
What?
Had the costume been fascistically imposed upon me, I would have bailed.
You didn't want to wear a cowboy hat?
No.
Not one of those Western shirts? Come on.
No.
That would have been awesome.
And I've tried cowboy boots on. I don't get it.
Did you guys do?
I don't get it.
Boot, scoot, and boogie.
Many thousands of times.
That's absolutely. That's a bad one.
Listen to this. Here is Charlie Guerin.
Charlie.
In our revolution, Texans fought for freedom with cannons like this. We still fight today. Washington failed on illegal immigration, so Texas added 250 new troopers on the border. Washington.
So now what's happening is just like close-up shots of whoever these two assholes are
God,
preparing the cannon.
Oh, yes.
One's, you know, locking something in. Another guy's carrying the cannonball very pristinely, like it's the Jesus's sack. Oh, yes. It's, and he's about to stuff it into the...
It's a savior nut.
Yeah.
Troopers on the border. Question, race tax.
What? Are they, what are they, training these cannons at the borders?
Question, race
tax. Mexicans?
Listen how he says Washington.
Washington.
It's one syllable.
Take the tube sock out of your mouth, you fuck.
Question. Raise taxes, kill jobs, and ignore the Constitution. So Texas cut taxes by $4 billion, created jobs, and defunded Planned Parenthood.
Illegally, probably. It's still in the courts. And by the way, the jobs that you created, Texas, congratulations. You created low, 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 low wage part-time jobs.
Fuck you.
Forget to let that one out.
Fuck you, hippie.
When Washington fails to defend your rights, Texas steps in.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, he finally shows up to pull the string to shoot the giant cannon.
Listen, Bucknut, the America shows up to help you out, you little fucking idiot.
Texas steps in. I'm Charlie Guerin, and I will never surrender or retreat.
You big fat fuck.
It's like a cartoon, right?
You're not going to retreat because you don't want to get up out of your bark lounge and run away.
God, you know that meme that's out there that says, Texas, and then you fill in a blank, and it says, this many days since being a national embarrassment or an international embarrassment. It's always zero. It's always zero.
Yes, back to one, everybody. They
zero
just
days.
Fucking this Charlie. What's his name?
Charlie Guerin.
Charlie Guerin.
I'm Charlie Guerin. I won't back down.
We still. He says at the beginning that we still use a cannon to defend Texas today. We still use it today.
Is that true? Our revolution, Texans fought for freedom with cannons like this. We still fight today. Washington fight.
Oh, just they're just.
We just leave out the cannon.
Wait, in our revolution?
Yeah, what revolution did you guys have, you dipshits?
Right.
I mean,
Texas wasn't Texas. Texas was Mexico in the revolution.
Fuck you, boy. We ain't never Mexicans. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Right. That's why all of your stupid cities are called Laredo and El Paso.
Listen, I understand this Vicente. What's his name? Vicente Fox?
We're not going to build a fucking wall.
Fuck, yeah. He's like, fuck, you know that guy over there? Fuck him.
That's my favorite.
Fuck him. I'm not building a wall for that fuckhead.
Well, that's the headline over at the Drudge Report is Vicente Fox, the apparently, what do you think the spin is over at Drudge? Is it, look at the uncouth leader of
he's
Mexico?
Brown.
Or?
He's brown. That's a spin. It's that simple. He's not white, Pat.
Ex-Mex president not paying for fucking wall.
And
well, except they, on Drudge, they put an asterisk over the K.
What does that mean?
F-U-C asterisk I-N-G.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't want to hurt the sensibilities of any of the pristine Christians tuning in over at Drudge.
My sky god might become angry if I say fuck. You stupid
if
idiot.
If I see the word fuck.
Grow up.
I'm so offended.
My god, grow up.
It's so much better that they put that asterisk there. It doesn't offend my sensibilities.
Yeah, that doesn't bother you. But
like
yet,
now we don't know what it is?
But think about the disgusting, homophobic, racist, sexist politics of these fuckheads. And they're offended at a K. At the letter K. You got people starving. You're creating jobs or you're not paying a living wage, but oh my god, don't spell out the word fuck. My little snow angel might see that. And Satan might get into his stupid little homeschooled fucking brain.
Over at the Drudge.
Fuck off.
The Drudge, the side headline says,
god damn.
Tonight, Cruz and Rubio fight over scraps.
Oh yes.
Tonight there's a debate.
Oh yeah, what are they scissoring?
And there's gonna be five of them.
Okay.
Because let's not forget that John Kasich and Ben Carson are still in the race.
Oh, that sleepy fuck.
Uh-huh.
Is Trump even going to this debate?
Sure.
Why? Why? I'll be like, I'm not going to fucking go. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to hold my own live event. No fucking rules from the RNC. None of that bullshit.
Well, he did that. It didn't. I don't think it went that way.
Oh, really? God, yeah. That surprises me. I figured that'd be a golden fucking move.
It says, over Politico, Marco and Ted Cruz, it says, this might be their last best chance.
The final Republican presidential debate Thursday night before the Super Tuesday contests has the potential to be an epic display of anger and rhetorical aggression.
Epic.
With, they think Rubio and Cruz are going to go after each other, which is interesting. That's everybody's saying, why aren't they going after Trump? It may be too late. They may have miscalculated this. Trump's going to flame out. Let him go.
Right.
Don't attack him, because all he's going to do is attack you back and pummel you into the Jeb Bush corner.
Right.
So keep your mouth shut. Keep your head down and wait until that. But it might be too late.
Think about, you bring up Jeb Bush. I'm sorry. You think about all the machinations that guy went through in his campaign to take out Trump. And it didn't make a fucking bit of goddamn difference.
Please clap.
No, you loser. You
we got
fucking loser. Jesus Christ.
A message on our Facebook today. Somebody was listening to the show.
Uh-oh.
And
complaint?
No. Very kindly was answering your question.
Yes.
About what was that quote that where Trump
tubers.
Goes up at the end. Tuber, yeah.
They're going down the tubers.
I'm
Thank
trying
you.
To, it's taking a while to open up to Facebook here.
God.
Daniel, thanks for, he says the Trump quote was going down the tubers.
Dude,
about
thank
a local
you.
Newspaper that upset him. But then he, another message right after that, he says, please clap. So thanks for that laugh, man.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for sharing the crabs. Spread the crabs.
Spread the crabs. Jeb Bush is a fucking loser, man. I mean,
it's very sad.
Did he not? Some of the sadder moments, changing into contacts from glasses, thinking that would make a difference. Oh my God, look at him without those glasses. My, oh my, he's a piece of ass.
Well, that's right out. It's a reverse parry.
It's a reverse parry.
Right?
That's the most hated position. A reverse parry.
It
burns.
Yeah, Rick Perry, by the way.
What a loser.
He'd be thrilled. He got off.
Back to inward head camp,
you're
baby.
Right.
The party's back on.
So there you go. Those are the headlines.
Please clap.
At the Drudge and the Huff.
Right. Just, it's so sad for the Republicans. They sound delusional to me. Why? Rubio's going to go after Cruz. So, for what?
Well, that's why Politico says they're going for scraps. I mean, it's
both losing.
Well, right.
They have no shot.
Right.
You know, I think it's time. I think Trump needs to call it as he fucking sees it. Cruz and Trump are both what? Pussies!
Cruz and Trump are both
pussies. You guys are fucking
Cruz
pussies.
And Rubio.
Honestly, Cruz and Rubio. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're pussies, honestly. You guys are pussies. It's sad. It's total sadness.
I've got a story here. That one's going to take a while. Let's knock this one off, a quick story. Snap one off here.
Snappy one off.
This is from the Pitchforks and Torches file.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Silicon Valley tech billionaire.
Oh, my God.
Need I say more? This is in San Jose, I guess.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. That's where the Oakland A's want to move their stadium. Because I guess the stadium in Oakland is a tremendous shithole. Every game, every baseball game in that stadium in Oakland, 100% of the time after it's over, a company has to come in and clean out the shit pipes. Because 100% of the time, sewage backs up into the fucking stadium. How horrible. How horrible. And they want to move. Right. And the A's want to... Oh, yes. And the A's want to move to San Jose. But the Giants don't want to do it because of some bullshit non-compete thing. Whatever.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Oh, God.
John Wayne.
Casey.
This guy's name is Vinod Khosla.
Okay.
Who is one of the co-founders of Sun Microsystems.
Fuck you, dude.
Billionaire.
Whatever you did was horrible. You should be ashamed of yourself.
So there's a public beach there in the area.
God damn it.
And he bought an entire 89-acre beachfront property.
No.
Overlooking.
Yes.
Martin's Beach, located near the famous Half Moon Bay, it says.
Okay.
He bought it in 2008 for $32.5 million.
No, unacceptable. You can't just buy the earth. You can't buy the fucking earth, man.
There was a public access road through the property.
Fuck that!
To the beach so the public could access the public beach.
Oh, how nice.
He shut down the road.
Yes.
In 2010. Saying it was a liability issue and maintenance costs and things like that.
Fuck
maintenance
off.
Costs.
This guy can fuck right off. Dickhead.
Last, few months ago.
God damn it.
He offered the state, to trade the property.
Okay.
For a comparable property that would include a private beach.
Oh, okay.
For himself.
What? Who is this person?
And
what a piece of shit.
They said,
yeah, fuck you, dude.
Chingate.
Chingate, baby.
So now, his attorneys have submitted a letter to the State Lands Commission.
Okay.
And has made him an offer, Ryan.
Okay.
That, they'll either, he'll sell off the entire property.
Okay.
For a, quote, fair market price.
Right.
Meaning the city's got to come up with, I don't know, what, it was 32 mil in 2008. So, you know, it's like 50 mil now.
It's in that area, too. You know, everything's expensive.
Or he'll take 30 million to open the road up.
But he'll still own it.
Yes.
And he'll just pay for that road.
An attorney for a group that is fighting on behalf of the public to have access to a public beach.
Well, fuck the public, obviously.
Called the Surf Rider Foundation. This guy said this offer is utterly frivolous. It's a poke in the eye to the state. Another guy, Gary Redenbacher from Friends of Martin's Beach.
Redenbacher!
Is also suing. These are a couple of groups that have started to sue this dick.
Hold on!
He says the value of the easement.
Yes.
That would allow the public to safely access the beach. So if he just sold enough of that land to put the fucking access road back in, the state will buy the land. The state will maintain the road.
Right. And he owns either side.
He owns either side.
Okay.
His is 30 million. I'll build a road. Or you have to buy all the entire property.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean,
but he wants 30 mil to open the road.
Well, I've never,
the actual cost of the easement.
Okay.
Would be $1 million. They've estimated. So he's asking for 30 times.
I'm sorry, easement is the road.
It's a portion. When you get an easement, you're taking a portion of their land.
Like, oh,
an easement,
I see.
On the land means the government's taken 20 feet through your land.
Can they do public domain or eminent domain or whatever the fuck that is?
Should probably, but that would take, you know, litigation.
I mean, ultimately this dude,
it might come to that.
What's his name? Enod?
Vinod Khosla.
Fuck this guy. But he is saving lives.
How? Oh, not letting people go in the water?
Yeah. I mean, it is San Francisco or San Jose. There's nothing but great whites in that fucking beach. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this. I put an article up on crabdiving.com/Facebook. Wait a second.
Facebook.com/
Fuck it! It's up there. And we didn't know this before. Great whites are social. They're social creatures.
They're on, like,
they're
Twitter,
like dolphins, except they're man-eating fucking killing beasts. And now they hang out.
They're probably more into Snapchat.
Oh, yes. But I'm just saying, I mean, so I think there's more sharks out there than we had imagined. Because they hang out in groups. You're going to go swimming. You're going to go surfing in that Northern California area. You are out of your fucking mind.
Right.
You're like, you're shark food, dude. You got to be careful. It's easement.
So the state commission here in California is expected to make a decision soon whether to use eminent domain. I hope they shove it right up his pie hole.
Right. Wait. Well, that would be his mouth, unless
whatever.
He eats pie a little differently.
Right. I don't know what he does.
It is California, baby.
If they can't reach a reasonable deal, they might just say, here, we'll give you fair market value.
Good God.
Maybe 30 times less than you want, you asshole.
How is this? It's funny that this is a thing, man. This is a problem. I mean, you think the guy would have some level of shame.
Right.
And what does he do with the land anyway? What's he doing?
It doesn't sound like there's much going on if he's willing to say, fuck it, you have to buy the whole thing, right? I don't know the
Absolutely.
Whole story.
This sounds like total fucking bullshit.
It sounds like he's just got the land and maybe like there's not a house there or whatever. He even asked him to find him comparable property with a private beach to trade.
I mean, wait, is there some...
These guys with money, man.
Dude, think of how entitled this person is. You owe me a private
fucking
beach.
Asshole. Yeah, right.
I deserve a private beach.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
This is where the host of Democracy House, Sean Donovan, would say, kill him, take his stuff.
Right. I mean, not right, but, you know.
That's what he said, right?
That's true.
He goes, it's just going to come to the point where society is going to get mad.
Yes.
And people are going to kill them and take their stuff. We hope it doesn't come to that.
Right.
At the end we're trying
day,
to avoid
another
that.
Day older.
But you've got assholes like Vinod here who are making the guillotine business look really good and profitable in the not too distant future.
By the way, if any crabbers out there want to send Vinod off a bag of fucking dicks, please go
to buy them at Amazon.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Get all the dicks you want, baby.
I should put up a special post like crabdiving.com. /bagodicks or something like that, and
oh yeah,
it'll take you right to that.
Oh, we could do that.
Right to that special
a bag of dicks.
Bag of dicks, if you want to send them to somebody. Did you see? Oh God, I had a great segue, and now it's gone.
Sad.
Okay, here we go. Today in this isn't the one. This is just another. There's just so much to choose from.
People are fucking nuts.
Donald Trump, you may recall earlier, was kind of endorsed by former KKK Grand Lizard Vizier Poobah.
Yes.
David Duke.
Congratulations.
The former KKK Grand Wizard who was a...
The Grand Wizard.
He was a legislator in He was elected in Mississippi.
Is he also a Thetan 69?
Is a big Jesus waiver, right?
Oh, yes. Sure.
He's a KKK guy. He's a
oddly
Christian.
Enough, these people that are about exterminating people of color, they're also into Jesus. It doesn't make any sense at all. Your savior was black, you stupid asshole.
So yesterday on the David Duke program.
Liquid U.
The radio program. Any asshole can have a radio program on the internet.
He's on the internet. He's not like on real radio, right?
Oh, he might be.
Oh my.
He might be on AM.
How do you
well,
have.
Well, he's not going to say fuck and
but
twat
no,
and
but,
shit.
But how do you have a former Grand Wizard on your fucking radio station?
Well, there's that.
I mean, honestly, is there not some conflict with the FCC or some kind of thing where you're not allowed to have a guy that has a hate organization?
Yeah, it might
on the
just
air.
Be on, it might just be on his
fucking lunacy.
Come to think of it, it might just be. I'm hoping it's just on his.
I mean, goddamn it, dude, he was in the fucking Congress, so whatever.
Right now, in Mississippi.
Okay.
I don't think he was.
Louisiana.
It wasn't. He wasn't.
It's Louisiana,
win national
right?
office. Yeah. Okay. Oh, was it Louisiana?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was Louisiana. Well, you know.
Right. I mean, not that it would be out of the realm of possibility. That would never happen in Mississippi,
yeah,
boy.
It's six of one. Half a dozen of to other.
What is the most racist state if you take in America, you know, if you take into account
Alabama?
Their history. Mississippi or Alabama? I just think Alabama mainly because, I mean, it's got to be Alabama. I can't imagine it not being Alabama. There has to be somebody did a study. The most racist state in the universe must be Alabama.
That's where my vote would go.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Alabama.
Yeah. Congratulations, Alabama. You get the crab diving
going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and return of their sex drives.
This is the live stream right now from David Duke.
Oh my God. What, he's selling just a bunch of bullshit like Alex Jones and all these other idiots.
Supplements and shit like that.
What is it?
Fuck that.
Is it like a weight loss thing or something?
Oh, I already closed it.
Oh God. How horrible.
But earlier, that's the rerun of his program. I guess it's running on the stream. Because earlier today on his program, he told, or possibly yesterday, he told his supporters on his show that voting for any candidate other than Trump.
Okay.
Quote, voting for these people, voting against Donald Trump at this point is really treason to your heritage.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Thank you. I didn't realize that. Oh, my God. That's such a good point.
But think about it. Who's running against Trump and close right now? Rubio.
Oh, that's right.
Cruz.
Wait, they're white, aren't they? Please.
Well, but they're Hispanic.
They're not pure white.
Yeah, that's not going to pass the Duke test.
We got to make America white again.
Now, he did stress.
Yes.
Quote, I'm not saying I endorse everything about Trump. In fact, I haven't formally endorsed him. What a cock tease.
Yes.
Huh? Slipping that little white hooded dick in.
Oh, ouch. Ow.
Just the tip.
Please.
Pulling it out.
Why are you torturing me, David?
But I do support his candidacy, he said.
Okay. And that's an endorsement, you dickhead.
And I support voting for him as a strategic action.
Again, that's an endorsement. He's telling people to vote for the guy.
Yeah.
God, your words are so precious, aren't they?
And he wants, quote, and I'm telling you, it's your job to get active. Get off your duff.
Oh, God.
Get off your rear.
Come
and
on.
That's getting fatter and fatter for many of you every day on your chairs.
Oh, he's disgusted with his race.
When this show's over, go out, call the Republican Party, but call Donald Trump's headquarters. Volunteer. They're screaming for volunteers. Go in there. You're going to meet people who are going to have the same kind of mindset that you have.
Please,
you're
going to
meet
me.
A lot of angry old white people just like you.
My God. Is he disgusted? Is he disgusted with his most favorite race?
Oh, we should start.
Sounds like it.
Trumpalodating.com.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a great idea. Trumpster.
You know, there's this Bernie site that I want to say it's
Feel
a college guy came up with.
In my dick.
And it's a Bernie Sanders supporters dating site.
Right.
And it's blown up all over the internet. It's like the other day they had 1 million hits or something. Like it's
oh, shit.
The guy just stumbled upon something at the right time.
How funny. My God. I mean, these Trump people, they're just fucking disgusting. And is this David Duke? Is he saying he's disgusted with white people? Like they're fat? He's like, get off your fat ass.
Get off your rear end that's getting fatter and fatter for many of you every day on your chairs.
Listen, David, if you start hating on white people, I hate to break it to you.
He said it being funny.
What is left?
Probably using that grand wizard charm of his.
Yeah.
Get off your desk. Get off your rear end that's getting fatter and fatter for many of you every day on chairs.
I'm using my KKK charm.
Right.
Is it true the Klan has their own fragrance? Hate. Musk hate. Hate Musk.
He's made it okay to talk about these incredible concerns of European Americans today.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Because I think European Americans know they are the only group that can't defend their own essential interests and their point of view.
Okay. I have a bone to pick with one with that statement.
European Americans?
Right. I've been to Europe.
Yes.
And the people he's describing as European Americans don't remotely remind me of Europe. They just don't.
Europeans don't remind you of.
No.
Yeah.
Don't call them European Americans. Maybe something else. Maybe
they don't want you.
What about redneck white trash loser faces?
Yeah, they don't want you. They don't want you.
European Americans. You make it sound like sitting around with a beret, eating a baguette, listening to fucking violin music.
Duke says Trump.
Losers.
Of Trump, quote, he's meant a lot for the human rights of European America.
Oh my God. The human rights of white people, everybody.
European. Ryan has nothing to do with race. I'm sure David Duke is happily endorsing and supporting the rights of black Europeans too that have migrated here.
I mean, when you say European, I picture guys drinking beer, waddling about in lederhosen, not, you know, none of these big, like, you know, those old Navy patriotic shirts you can buy for like a flag shirt for like $2.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Scooters, big white hair, fat. So fat!
So congrats, Donald, again. David Duke.
Yeah, good job, fucknut.
Yeah, we're giving you a little reach around there.
Oh, yes. He, listen, be nice to those white people, David. That is your audience. And if you alienate them, you, sir, are fucked.
A giant crabby fuck you to State Representatives John D. Cavalletto and Keith Wheeler.
Fuck y'all.
Prepare for a shock.
Oh, yeah?
They're Republicans.
Ooh.
In Illinois.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck? I leave Illinois a decade ago, and it all goes to shit.
No. You leave Chicago. This is Chicago.
That's true.
The rest of Illinois.
That's true.
I mean, you know.
And in fact, the rest of Illinois would love to get rid of Chicago.
Yeah.
If you read any of the comments and any of the
Where would all their revenue
papers
come
anywhere else?
If they got rid of Chicago, what would happen to your fucking shit state?
Where's your farm subsidy coming from, you fat fuck?
Where's your God now, stupid?
These two assholes, I really don't get this.
Yes.
They're trying to punish.
Ooh.
Whores who have babies out of wedlock, basically.
Yes, let's get them, guys.
House Bill 6064 filed earlier this month, sponsored by those two jizz stains.
Right.
Cavalletto and Wheeler.
Dickheads.
Will amend the state's Vital Records Act, meaning they want it to say, quote, the bill provides that if the unmarried mother cannot or refuses to name the child's father.
Okay.
Either a father must be conclusively established by DNA evidence.
Oh, gross.
Or.
Shoot it here.
Within 30 days after birth.
Yummy.
Another family member.
Oh my God.
Who will financially provide for the child must be named in court on the birth certificate.
Jesus fucking dick. I thought these were the guys of small fucking government.
What kind of, what year, not even what century is this?
We will put you on a list!
And if you don't know, if you whore, you don't know who the baby daddy is,
fuck
then
you.
We're gonna grab a member of your family, and their name has to be put on that, because they're gonna pay for that baby.
God damn it!
You slut, you shouldn't have had sex.
God. I mean, are you sure? Are they certain, like, all Republicans in the state would be for this? Because I imagine there might be some of their colleagues that might have an illegitimate child stowed away here or there.
Absent DNA evidence or a family member's name, a birth certificate will not be issued.
So they aren't people? If these criteria are not met, then they aren't human beings. In the eyes of this state.
And the mother will be ineligible. Here's the part they love that they jerk off to.
Oh, yeah.
And the mother will be ineligible for financial aid from the state support of the child.
There we go. Let's not demonize corporations that are taking all their profits and shooting them out of the country. Let's demonize these women. How about that, guys? They're more fun to go after.
Fortunately, there's according to Ed Yanka of the Illinois American Civil Liberties Union, who thinks this is a big steaming pile of horse diarrhea.
I mean, this is not going anywhere. There's no fucking chance.
He says it's not expected to pass the super. There's a Democratic supermajority in the state house. What is wrong with Illinois? You send that. I don't even remember that guy's name. What's the governor's name right now?
Blagojevich.
But he's like a lunatic. He's a Republican lunatic who's been trying to. He gets in there and he's running all this like moderate shit. He gets in there and he tries to pull a Scott Walker and torpedo public employee unions.
What? Why? Why would he do that?
But that's not what he ran on. It's same like Scott Walker. That's the bullshit Scott Walker pulled. He ran on all this other shit, gets into office, and turns into just a font of Coke jizz.
Is that what are we talking about Coke jizz here? Is that what we're seeing? Because it seems sort of like a self-defeating kind of strategy. You get elected on one thing. People decide they like you because of this thing, but then you don't do that
thing. People are dumb, Ryan. And a lot of them are black.
Oh, so, shit,
they need help. You have to make decisions for
them.
Like
shit.
In Michigan.
I forgot about it. We got to make America white again.
I'm going to name a emergency manager because all the black people are voting for people that are also black, and we can't have any of that.
Oh, shit, Pat. I just drank some water and shit out my pancreas.
So they're saying that probably it'll never pass with the Democratic supermajority. But he says this is a punitive. He says it's troubling. Yeah, it's troubling that these assholes are spending time putting shit like this forth in municipalities. And that's why.
Is it mental illness?
Goddamn fucking Democrats. Get out and vote.
Get off your big fat white butts that are
all of them
growing even more fatter.
All of the local ones are more important, really.
Right.
I mean, they're all important, but fuck.
We all know that medical marijuana is delicious. Please put it down for 2 seconds. Go outside your house and pull a lever.
This is a punitive and outrageous bill that will have a hugely negative impact on those most likely in need of safety net programs and support, he says.
Fucking awesome. So now what? If you don't have that safety net, what happens to the people
Republicans
in need?
Care zero,
they don't
give a shit. Point zero.
They just want to, you know what they want to do? They want to grind all the poor people down into like a mush and use that to pave their fucking roads.
And the woman says, you know who what? Cares? I maybe I'm not sure who the baby daddy is. I think I'd like to go get this, pregnancy terminated. Oh, no. You whore.
Right.
That's different. You're going to be forced to have that baby. Then when you have it. We need all these hoops to be jumped through.
Well, it seems
no birth certificate for you.
You know, this is crazy, but it seems to me the reasonable thing would be if the state is going to in fact make you have that child, then shouldn't the state fucking pay to have that child raised?
The state didn't open its legs,
right.
Ryan.
Okay.
And be whorish.
But this person's trying to take measures, so okay. Fuck this. I mean, we're living in Looneyville, USA. The Republicans are trying to tell people that they're against big government. This whole show is just about how they're overreaching. They want huge fucking government. They are governing your fucking puss. They want to put a fucking wall up around Mexico.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
And you know.
What do you think, Kate?
We're not paying for that fucking wall.
Didn't give a shit. From the paper, that fucking wall.
There's an article that not only are a lot of the GOP coming to terms.
Yes.
The GOP establishment coming to terms with the possibility that Donald Trump might win their nomination.
Oh, shit.
Our neighbors to the north.
Oh.
The Canadians are also have been undergoing a process of... having the news broken to them, but like, you know, some of these, major newspapers now in some of these cities up in Canada are like, hey, wait a second, guys,
yeah.
We need to realize, like, we need to watch there. Canada is now telling its people, keep an eye out because those stupid assholes to the south might elect another Hitler.
You know, I think this would be an amazing game. We need to take up like betting squares or something, and the squares need to contain like nuke a major city in North America. Or like, you know, have a dictator assassinated.
Right.
Like different things, crazy things that could possibly happen in a Trump presidency. And we should just see if they happen. You know. The likelihood, I mean, the odds. What are the odds that Donald Trump would send a missile into Toronto because of some, I don't know why.
Right.
He's nuts!
He called Angela Merkel abroad.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, dumb broad.
I mean, you know, it's perfect. This fucking thing, this build a wall, maybe it is kind of brilliant. I mean, if you get enough loonies to pass funding for this wall, I don't know how it would happen. It doesn't even matter. If it never gets finished, it doesn't matter because it'll create a lot of jobs.
Right.
There'll be a bunch of people working on a wall that will never fucking be finished. I mean, in a way, he's saying, look, I'm creating all these jobs that will last infinitely because this project will never be finished.
Well, to be started.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of work.
So
dumb.
Yeah, so Canadians are warning everyone.
Yeah, fuck
They're
that.
They're starting to warn everyone what the assholes might be, the asshole neighbors might be doing.
Yeah, everybody else is worried about their border. They don't want us coming over.
Did you see the, talking about guns, that this is a
quick
story.
You.
It's on our Facebook page about a guy in Texas,
right?
Who a responsible gun owner.
Okay, perfect.
Was watching 30-year-old Justin Ryan Jones.
Hey,
Boston, Texas.
I hate the way my name sounds in redneck. Hey, Ryan. It's like one long fucking syllable. Ryan.
He was 30, or he's 30 years old, watching his three children at their grandparents' house.
Oh, my God.
In Moffitt, Texas.
Moffitt. Fuck ye, boy.
His sons, age 6 and 7.
Hey.
Told investigators.
Oh, shit.
That daddy.
Uh-huh.
Had his handgun in both hands.
Uh-oh.
And was pretending to shoot the children.
Oh, great.
While playing in the dining room.
Oh, my God. They were playing like cowboys and Indians.
The 7-year-old said that the father pulled the trigger and made a clicking sound that the boys thought was funny.
I should have said Indians. American Indians or something like that.
I think Indians is okay again.
Oh, okay. Noted.
The kid's like, Daddy would pull the trigger and made a clicking sound that we liked until the sound that it made was a bang.
Uh-oh.
As he had the gun aimed at their 9-year-old sister.
Did he shoot this girl?
Shot her in the upper chest.
Oh, my God, she's dead.
Underwent multiple surgeries.
Oh, my fucking God.
She is, however, expected to recover now.
I mean, what are we doing? What are we fucking doing?
He's been charged with injury to a child, which is a first-degree felony.
Fuck everyone on Twitter. Fuck you all that give us fucking shit. We put stuff about gun control. Your fucking kid's getting shot. Fuck you, Twitter.
And then, I guess, man. I don't know if he... I don't have the story, but they had to go find him. Like, I guess he...
Oh,
did he call 911 and bail? Or I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Because it then says Jones was found by deputies after a tip was received that he might be in the vicinity of the parking lot near Michael's? On 35.
The craft
whatever,
store?
I don't know.
That's where you buy paste or material and thread. I would think these would be more of a Hobby Lobby type town. Michael's. Scandalous.
She was shot in the upper chest, was in critical condition when she arrived.
Oh my God. Why did the dad leave?
But is now expected to recover. I don't have that information.
That's fucking bizarre. I mean, if it was truly an accident, I don't know, maybe he did it. He's like, oh no, I'm fucked. I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's your children?
Well, right.
Oh my God. Wait, I don't know. I mean, did the guy
or took her to the hospital and then hightailed out? You know, once he had dropped her off at the hospital, maybe.
You know,
I don't know. I don't know the story.
There's one element of this story. There's one element of, I mean, had he not had a gun.
There's that.
That he, to shoot into his daughter's fucking chest, he wouldn't have this. Oh my God, this is nuts. You know, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This story's horrible. It's all of that. It's a nightmare. It's horrific. It doesn't motherfucking matter. We have so many guns, we're fucked. Texas, now these professors at the universities in Texas, that now they're sending memos out saying, hey, listen, by the way, we know there's a chance that a student could be armed. They could have a gun. So let's try to keep the discourse civil. Let's not have any heated arguments or debates.
I saw that, yeah.
In college!
Yeah.
What don't, the fuck,
don't
man?
Say anything that might upset your students, because you never know which one of them is packing.
Why
would how great, huh?
No, it's awesome. Why would you want to be an educator in Texas? Now you can get shot. I mean, you could before.
I mean, we really want everybody going, and with an arsenal. That's another thing on our Twitter. Go to our Twitter feed.
Fuck you, Crab Twitter. Daddy. Fuck you.
We've said it a million times. Nothing. There's no hole full hole of dickwads.
Oh, yes.
More active and whiny and screaming when you stick a
what?
When you poke a stick into
why
it.
Why am I an asshole? Why am I an asshole?
The gun guys.
Because I want gun control. Why am I an asshole? Because I'm worried about the safety of kids getting fucking shot, like in this story.
Well, and the shit
why am I a bad guy?
But the stuff they get their little bandolier butt hurts about is...
Bandolier butt hurt!
Is...
that's the worst.
Is... ridiculous.
Yes.
The shit, you'll tweet something,
right,
and they just leap on it.
They hate
and
me.
And then they retweet. And we, you know, in the morning I'll turn on Twitter and it's like 47 notifications.
I said something about guns.
It's like, Ryan tweeted something about guns right. In the middle of the night.
Well, at the end of the, before I go to bed every night, usually I go on Google, I type the word guns in and I sort by news.
You see whatever's going to, you kick the hornet's nest in the middle
and
of the night.
And I also type in sharks. See what news is going on about fucking sharks.
Well, this morning it was
fuck these sharks.
It was people were responding to Ryan's use of the word arsenal.
Yes.
So I didn't know what even the story was. I thought
it was soccer.
He was being hyperbolic,
right,
and joking, like when he says weapon of mass destruction, that they hate that.
Well,
that
okay.
One gets a lot of responses always.
I'm being hyperbolic, but, am I? Okay, it's a weapon, correct. And if you shot people with all those bullets, I could look across the scene of blood and carnage and say, look at all the mass fucking destruction.
That they hate that one, though. Hate.
I'm
hate,
sorry, that's
hate
who you
that
are.
One. But the, this morning it was arsenal, and I thought, well, Ryan, you know, some guy had two guns or something something, and Ryan was like protecting his arsenal, trying to be funny.
I was not being funny.
Well, then I see.
I thought I was being reasonable.
They're all saying, arsenal, what is this guy, nuts? And one guy tweets, arsenal, I trip over that on my way to the bathroom every morning.
Great.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. So I'm thinking,
I wish
what
I was
is
his
this?
Neighbor.
Now I look at the story.
Yeah.
The guy had 15 guns.
Right.
That's an arsenal.
That's the Uber guy, right? The Uber guy.
I don't know what the story
is. Yeah, it was the Uber guy.
I just saw it was like 11 long guns and four, or pistol, or the other way around, right. 11 can guns and four. 15
great.
Guns. I don't think it's nuts to kind of call that an arsenal.
Yeah. And
it's not over the top.
And I think my point was, this doesn't happen in Australia.
Oh my God! That's not what they got their panties bunched over. It was the use
enough.
Of the term arsenal.
Honestly,
oh, libtard, gun sense tard.
Listen, if you're listening to this show and you're a gun person, please explain to me what constitutes an arsenal. Then, because is 15 guns not a lot of guns? Because
right.
I think it's a lot. I think 15 of anything is a lot. Okay, to prove my point, name me 15 of something, and try to persuade me that that's not a lot. What unit of 15 would not be considered? It's 15.
I don't have a problem with
15 Skittles. That's a handful of Skittles at the least.
I don't have a problem with calling it an arsenal. I think
it's 15, man. If you had 15 guns, where would you put them?
Apparently this guy puts them in the bathroom.
Jeez.
On the floor.
If it's not an arsenal, then what is it? What do you consider it then? A stockpile? What's more, a stockpile or an arsenal?
I knew that was going to happen.
What's wrong?
I typed in arsenal, and I knew I was going to get the soccer team. Yeah, yeah. I just knew. Here, fuck you, Twitter. Arsenal, noun, a collection of weapons and military equipment stored by a country, person, or group.
Country, person.
Country, comma, person, comma, or group.
I thought they said like a redneck. Country.
Oh. It's just a collection. So
okay.
It doesn't say
15.
It could be three.
No, that's
right. Collection.
That's a small collection. God, if you only have 15 guns, guess what? You're a pussy like Ted Cruz.
God, now I want to screen cap this and respond to those assholes, but I don't want to engage those guys because they're
dumb. It's pointless.
Yeah.
They just get mad.
They just get really
sad. Ugh, hate you. Burn in hell.
Really kind of scary, man.
Well, we hate you. Oh, yes. Totally scary. Why do you think... I just don't get it. I just don't... What is the upside of every dumbass college kid walking around with a fucking pistol in his backpack or whatever? I mean, even if they don't shoot anyone, the chances that someone drops their backpack, there's a fucking gun in it, the gun goes off for some fucking reason, and it hits someone. Like, that's a real fucking possibility, isn't it? Or am I just being a little ninny bitch?
No, I think that's a very real possibility.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say you're being
a ninny bitch. I had to think about it for a moment.
Damn it. Fuck these guys. It's not an arsenal. It's a gaggle. Is it a shit ton? Would 15 guns be a shit ton of guns? If you told me, it's like, hey, a friend of mine has 15 guns, would you also consider that, hey, this guy's got a shit ton of guns? Shit load? A fuck ton? Is it a fuck ton?
Listen, I'm on your side. It's an arsenal.
I'm just trying to figure it out, though.
It's absolutely an arsenal.
It's a shitload.
God, what just a bunch of babies they are, though. The Second Amendment. And that's not the group you want. The Bundy Ranch dick cheeses and the idiots at the Oregon bird sanctuary are just the perfect example of the right type of people. Then put them on Twitter.
Fuck you.
And try to have a conversation with these idiots.
No, forget about it. Fucking, and also these anti-choice fuckers. I mean, my God, an anti-abortion person, it takes them like 2.6 seconds to remind you of the real Holocaust. And it's like, this, how many dead babies? Six trillion.
You were talking about Texas, right?
An arsenal of dead babies.
Did you see the soccer team of dead babies?
You gaggle.
Did you see, on our Facebook page, there's another gun story.
What?
You're talking about Texas. In Iowa, what's going on?
No.
Iowa.
Gross.
On Tuesday.
Liquid U.
The ninnies there passed a law, the Iowa House of Rep, 62-36.
Right.
Voted on a bill allowing.
Yes.
Children under the age of 14
okay
to possess, quote, a pistol, revolver, or ammunition with parental supervision.
Oh, shit.
God. Apparently they think kids under 14 need to be armed also.
Can they drive?
Of course not.
Okay. What? Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know. Teenagers are so fucking dumb. They have no judgment. They're doing stupid shit all the time, and now you're going to give them...
Under 14.
Oh, wait. So tweens. Oh, look at that well-armed
under
tween.
Under 14.
God damn it. What a nightmare. What world are we fucking living in? We're giving children guns?
They're spending their time passing this, and... the hungry children of Iowa, or the stupid children of Iowa, who could maybe use some more money to their education system, are being forgotten about. No, we gotta make sure we let them have as many guns as they want. And tomorrow, we're going after the uterus.
We're gonna take the cervix!
God damn.
God, I mean, what a bunch of assholes. The worst. It's the worst. If you're a gun nut and you're on Twitter, you are like such an incredible piece of fucking shit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Shit bags. God. Man, fuck off. Really.
A big giant fuck you.
Absolutely.
Welcome to America.
Fuck y'all.
Ladies and germs.
God damn it, boy.
Oh, yeah, that dad shooting his daughter in
the
chest.
Oh, yeah, how did that turn out?
Yeah.
Is he in trouble? Did they take his gun? 25,000
$25,000 bond. He's still in jail.
That's it? I don't mean to be an asshole. He shot his daughter in the chest and then left.
On purpose.
Oh, my God.
Well, right. Allegedly.
It's a thought that counts.
What a great way to get away, get rid of the most annoying kid.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he pretend that it was a horrible accident.
He fucked up.
Ha-ha, click-click. Ha-ha, click-click. Ha-ha, bang. Oh, oops.
No, I mean, if that's the fucking case, how insane. The guy's got a gun and a small person in front of him, and if his aim was to kill the kid, how the fuck did he fuck that up?
Chest. He shot her in the chest. God.
What a sick asshole. Oh, I hate this story. What is this guy's fucking problem? And then he leaves.
I guess, yeah, they had to find him. So, I don't know. So, somewhere in the process...
He had to find him.
He left.
My God, did he have a shift at work? Yeah,
I don't know. I don't have that information.
Holy shit.
Work?
I mean, I don't know. Oh, I had the bowl. It's league night!
Good news, congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Are in order.
Oh.
To our friends down under.
G'day.
Australians Parliament.
Mighty.
Not the 70s funk group.
Okay.
But Australia's Parliament.
George Clinton.
Passed a measure.
Funkadelic.
Legalizing medical marijuana.
Oh, shit.
They will be making amendments to the, quote, Narcotics Drug Act.
I think Parliament and George Clinton's Parliament would be for this.
I think so.
They would both support it. The mothership fucking supports this shit.
They will now allow cannabis to be grown legally for medical and scientific purposes.
Yeah. Scientific. What do you mean?
Well, they suffer the same bullshit that here. You know, there's, it has real medical uses.
That would be funny if it would be like, we've discovered the serum for anti-gravity.
You're right.
From the cannabis.
So there you go. Congratulations to, I guess.
Wow, that would.
They're still going to have to fight over regulations, though. They're going to have to put into place and everything. It's not just, you can't just go throwing weed seeds in your lawns, right. Australians that are listening. We have Australian listeners.
Oh, yes. Hello. Listen, I think I stumbled into an amazing idea for like a comedy. Like a comedy, dude. Someone discovers the serum or some sort of property that delivers anti-gravity. Right. Ow, stop it. Ah. But this weed gets you high and higher, you know what I mean? Something like that.
It's called acid.
Right. No. God damn it, I'm fucking serious. It's That's a great LSD. Idea for a fucking film. Trademark, crab diving, fuck everyone.
Let's see.
Ugh. Oh, man.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Strap in.
The entire establishment is in a complete conniption fit against Donald Trump. And I admit that he is an unknown quantity, an unknown country. When it comes to a political track record. But what he's done the last year, destroying political correctness, lifting up a standard to promote Americana and free market, exposing 9/11 and criminal involvement of the Saudis and elements of our government, calling for the audit of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, the list goes on and on. What he's done... And the fact that he's so...
Man, he loves God him damn. Some Trump, doesn't he?
Is Alex Jones naked, running around in a cage right now?
I don't know. Hand check.
All right.
I don't see his hands above his desk.
Listen, perv. We know you're excited.
Skipping forward.
Good God in heaven.
So I'll be completely truthful with you. Trump's an unknown country. He is light years better than Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and some of the others. And the system's scared of him. And he's responsive to the people. He's aggressive. He's got courage, and he definitely could have come in and suckered people for the globalists. He's not doing that. The things he's done are so devastating to them that it's irreversible, much of it. And he's riding a wave, surfing a wave, a very dangerous wave for all of us, of massive populist anger
Look who is fucking talking about trying to surf a wave of populist anger.
How long is a wave metaphor going to be stretched out? We're all surfing. I don't understand.
It's only 30 more seconds.
It's like
the clip.
It's Jesus-like surfing. He's surfing for all of us. The fuck is
Jesus
he talking
didn't need
about?
A surfboard?
Right. Oh, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah. If that's the case, then he wouldn't need a butt plug either.
Jesus had the best surfing feet.
Did he really?
He could walk on water.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't need a surfboard.
Oh, my God.
Against the system, the government, the corporations, where 90%+ of Americans believe the U.S. government's the number one threat to them and their families. And no amount of armored vehicles, no amount of propaganda, no amount of fluoride in the water, no amount of brain...
What?
Here we go. Here we go.
Are we being, as a society, are we being subjugated by the presence of fluoride
in the
motherfucking
water?
Oh,
he hates
the
fluoride in the water.
Really?
And the, I'm waiting for contrails.
Oh, yeah.
One threat to them and their families. And no amount of armored vehicles, no amount of propaganda, no amount of fluoride in the water, no amount of brainwashing of the children in public schools is going to reverse this sentiment that's only going to intensify. And so Trump is a manifestation of the human will to suck air into its lungs and to be strong and healthy.
What?
To be strong and free.
Okay. What is he?
You should see him do the Zen deep breathing exercise at one moment.
What is he? He is the, so I really want to understand. Trump is the manifestation.
And so Trump is a manifestation of the human will to suck air into its lungs and to be strong and healthy.
So Trump is the manifestation.
I get it.
Of the human will to suck air into its lungs and be strong and healthy.
Trump is the reason we breathe. That's what he's saying. Trump is oxygen.
It must have been cold there in my shadow.
Yes.
Trump is the wind beneath our wings.
Oh my God. You know, in high school, dude, in show choir.
Oh, did you do Wind Beneath My Wings in show choir?
Absolutely. And that's you. I don't even want to tell you this because I don't remember it.
It's just us. Nobody can hear.
But, cause I'm just not good at this type of thing, but we all had to do the chorus in sign language. And I never learned it. I never fucking learned it. Me and my friend Antoine never learned it, and we always were in the back kind of just moving our hands around. I never learned it. Oh God! Why do you think it's entertaining to sign part of a song if you're singing it too?
God.
If there
are hearing impaired people out there. I just,
that's the song you're going to bless them with. That's the lyrics you're giving them.
I want to see him do like Inagata Davida.
How about a little
spell that shit out.
Two Live Crew, baby.
Steve Deese.
Yes.
Conservative lunatic Iowa radio host.
Oh man.
Syndicated on AM radio everywhere.
Glamorous!
I think we heard a little Steve Deese as we were driving across the country.
Deese nuts, baby! Yeah, we heard him. I mean, did we?
He is talking to Ted Cruz's...
Fuck you.
To the loins that issued Ted Cruz.
Ate my dick.
Raphael.
Wee-wee.
And here's a little bit of Raphael Daddy Cruz on the Steve Deese show. What's nice is it gives me my cockles get warmed by the fact that I think Cruz might be done. He's barely ahead in his own fucking state of Texas. Everybody hates him, even his own state.
Which is insane. I mean, my God, you know, when we were driving across country, we went through Texas, we were listening to that one guy, and this radio guy, and then all the callers, they were livid at Trump because he had said something bad about Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
It was making them insane. Is it different now? Is it a different time?
There was a guy, one of the pundits from Texas.
Pundit.
A journalist there who was saying that, I don't think he's a fan, but he was saying, to be honest with you, Texans are just figuring out who Ted Cruz is because I didn't realize this. Ted Cruz was like an off-year election, a filled-up seat or something, and the turnout was like profoundly low.
Oh,
like
okay.
Nobody came out. Only the lunatic Tea Party crazies.
Right, and that's who he appealed to.
And that's
to.
How he rolled in on that. So it's God. Not like this was this giant mandate of Texas.
What a nightmare.
It was, again, the lazy fucking non-crazy people not going out and goddamn voting.
Now we got Ted Cruz.
And Texas ends up with Ted Cruz.
They finally got to know this shitbag. I mean, maybe part of it is there's something about Texans that need a winner. Maybe they can't take like this Ted Cruz. Maybe they're disgusted with him. Like your third banana in every fucking primary except Iowa, which didn't count, you loser.
Well, and the liar liar pants on fire apparently is sticking with him. Apparently it doesn't matter to the Trumpalos.
they don't care.
You could call Trump anything and they're like, yeah, fuck you, he's strong except weak. See,
right.
I think Iowa was rough for Trump, because Trump doesn't lose.
Yes.
So remember how hangdog he was, how Jeb Bushy he was for just that, right after he lost, came in second in Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
And he came out and...
He's suing people.
He thought that he, you know, I just think it's against the Trump brand.
Right.
Of winning, 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 winning.
He's gotta win ungraciously.
So they don't care. The Trump people don't care as long as he's winning.
As long as he's strong.
They don't care what he says,
that's
what he does.
Want.
Exactly. As long as he is, got big swinging American sacks.
And his gross ass fucking son is out there killing like beautiful animals and feeling good about himself. That's who you want as president.
Yeah, that shit's really...
You're all shitheads.
I don't understand that crap at all.
Honestly. Disgusting! It's fucking vile.
Yeah, what do you... anyway. That's some of the comments on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
At Vile Experience on Twitter.
On that story that people were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going out and just, killing animals for fun?
Why?
What's fun about that?
That'd be so fucked up. It's an amazing anime. Listen, I gotta tell you, I don't want to be attacked by a jaguar or anything, but I mean, that's an amazing animal.
Yeah.
It's part of nature. It's like, I don't know.
Well, and there's, again, no need to. You're not gonna eat it. And
right.
If all you get out of it is a hard-on and a photograph of you with a big, beautiful dead animal that you're holding it up and smiling for the camera.
You're going to put the head in your entertainment center or wherever the fuck you're going
to hang it.
I killed that.
I paid $87,000 to a company to fly over there in first class and stay at the best hotels. And then I had a Negro drive me out to a wildlife reserve where they spotted a drugged up cat that I shot.
God. I've got all this death hanging on my wall. Yeah. Look at all these.
Look at my big American balls
that I shot to death.
Please clap.
Good one. Oh my God. Fuck you, Jeb. You're a loser too.
So here's Steve Deese, speaking, Iowa right-wing nutjob radio host.
Deese.
Any asshole can have a radio show. Crabdiving.com.
Right.
Here's Steve Deese and Rafael Cruz. Talking about Donald Trump.
Can we set politics aside for a moment? I want to ask you a question as a pastor. Do you mind?
Yes, sir.
Because for more than a year, for a couple of years before your son decided to run for president, you traveled the country trying to...
Okay, now, first of all, there's nothing these people want more than to blend politics and the Jesus. So when he's like, let's set politics aside and talk to you as a pastor. There's no fucking difference with these people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's no difference.
It's going to be the same.
Rally the pulpits to come to the culture's defense, essentially to stand in the gap. So I want to throw this question to you that I've gotten from a ton of people as well. How in the world, does Donald Trump win evangelical voters in South Carolina? What does that say about where we're at as a church? Or does it say anything about where we're at as a church across the board?
Now remember. This is Ted Cruz's dad answering the question.
Oh,
there's a real answer to that question. And then there's the I'm the dad of the other guy that should have won.
Right.
Evangelical.
Is the real answer that they don't really give a fuck about that? They just like this blowhard because he's entertaining.
Exactly.
He's got a big American cock.
Yeah, they're assholes.
That's all
they
care about.
And they're right. And
shallow dickheads.
And they
white
are they identify as evangelicals. And there are even those out there that inexplicably are not as into cramming Jesus into everyone's pie holes and bung holes and ear holes and nose holes.
Yeah, they just want you to starve to death.
And pee holes.
Die with nothing.
That want the America to be strong. They identify as Christians. They identify as evangelicals. Yes. But they think Ted Cruz is nuts.
Right. And they probably think he's a fucking asshole.
And some
too.
Of them don't like the whole liar thing. I saw some interviews with some people at a Trump rally, and they're like, there's a bunch of people who said, I used to be for Cruz until he started all these shenanigans in the campaign.
Right.
And then they go to Trump.
I mean,
they're like, I give up on ethics. So we're going to go totally unethical.
I mean,
and just say fuck it and go for Trump.
It seems like to me that story about Cruz suggesting that Ben Carson had quit. God, does that seem like such a big deal to you? I didn't think it would be that big of a deal. Who gives a shit? It just seems like...
But if you're telling... When you're talking caucuses where... hundreds of votes count.
Yes.
It might make a difference.
So it's dirty.
If hundreds of people go and hear the message, oh, wait a minute, I was going to go... First of all...
Oh, God.
If they're going to say, I was going to vote Ben Carson...
Why?
And then they get to the poll and some guy is like, hey, did you hear Ben Carson's dropping out?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you should vote for Ted Cruz then, because he's the next, he's got the next lip prints on the cock of Jesus. And, he's one set of lips over.
Oh my God.
And,
oh, I got multiple lip prints over here. I can't discern.
But there's no way of knowing.
I got a partial lip print over here.
It's like pig suckling. What They're all along the shaft.
The shaft is littered in prints. I'm going to need a special forensic team.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people leaving. And that's another thing that Trump even knows.
Okay.
He's saying, you know, these assholes are out there. And he probably does say this. These assholes are out there saying that, well, if you add up everybody else, most of the party hates Trump. Only 40% of the people voting like Trump. 60% hate that motherfucker.
You guys are losing.
Also not true, because he is the second choice of a lot of these assholes that are voting Rubio or voting Cruz. So it's not a zero sum. It's not that every Rubio supporter loathes and despises Donald Trump. There might be a bunch.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they're going to leap over to Ted Cruz if he leaves.
Yeah.
They're going to vote for the Republican, because guess who's going to be on the other side, probably?
Hillary!
The princess of Satan herself.
No, is she more hated than Barack Hussein Obama?
Oh, are you crazy? She's not black.
Oh, right. Okay, God.
What's wrong with you?
What if that came out? Here's an evil push-pull question. If you found out that Hillary was actually African-American, would that change your vote?
Your opinion change. Well, no.
Probably not.
No, of course not. They hate her regardless.
Oh, yeah.
They're not leaning Hillary.
Well, no, it's moderates, racist moderates. You never know.
There's a lot of those out there.
Yeah, yeah.
let me see what else we got here. There is, this is across the pond.
Hello.
Over in, we didn't finish Rafael Cruz, did we?
Wait.
Sorry.
Oh, yes.
Premature articulation.
Oh, shit.
Well, I think that they're defining evangelicals in a very loose manner. If we look at the numbers, those that are...
So here we go, right for the no true Scotsman defense, right into the no true Christian.
Well, it depends on how you define evangelical.
Let me look at the numbers.
So he's saying these people voting for Trump, they're not really evangelicals.
Oh, yeah.
If they claim they are. Because obviously they would be swirling their tongues around the nipples of Ted Cruz, of his son.
Can I ask you a serious question? Because is it make us racist to make fun of his accent? Is it racist? Is it?
A little.
Oh,
but he deserves
damn it. Damn it.
Well, it's not. No, it's not. Well, we're just imitating him.
The way he talks.
Right.
It's not racist.
I love Britain, and if somebody has a funny British accent, I'll make fun of their...
But that's
not a
race.
Well, neither is Cuban.
That's true.
People that are call themselves born-again Christians that are committed to the Lord... We won overwhelmingly among that group. Unfortunately, this is a message that I have been carrying to America, as you said, for several years. Mm-hmm. There are too many people in the church that have actually become lax about the Word of God, that they are being more concerned with being politically correct than with being biblically correct. They have diluted the Word of God in order to be palatable to everyone.
We got faggots running around having equal rights and shit.
We got hookers, baby.
So here's another one who, think about this. His kid, again, the diarrhea does not drizzle far from the sphincter.
Nine!
His kid is possibly, a lot of people think he should be president of the United States of America.
God damn it.
Unlikely.
Mental illness.
But nonetheless, there's enough of them out there that we should all be terrified.
They should be rounded up and put in a camp.
This guy makes no secret of it. We need to follow God's law, his God's law first. God.
Can we not turn America into Afghanistan, please?
Do you think that we have created, particularly, you know, for example, where I live in Iowa, there isn't a dominant cultural Christianity in Iowa. So when someone says they're an evangelical in Iowa, that has the spiritual meaning to them that you're talking about. But if I live in a state like South Carolina or Tennessee, like we're in today, or Georgia, there is a cultural dominance of Christianity still in some of these communities. Is it possible that people, because they're conforming to a cultural standard, think because I celebrate Christmas and Easter and I love America and I believe in the Second Amendment, that makes me an evangelical? You know what I'm trying to say?
And that is entirely possible. And in that sense, you could see the numbers are coming on.
Dee says the same thing. They're fake Christians. All they do is go to Christmas and, you know, say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays.
This is the only...
And they call themselves evangelicals.
Right. I think Rafael Cruz is right here. I think that this is the only bullet they have. This is the only fucking bullet they have to get Donald, right? What else are they going to do? They have to question the authenticity of his belief in stupid Sky God McGee. That's all they have. Oh, you loser. God damn it.
Very, very, very.
Let me tell you something. Pathetic. I got to tell you something, Jeb. Jesus saw that and was like, fuck you. You're not getting into heaven, you loser. Heaven ain't for losers. Heaven's for winners, stupid.
Yeah.
No afterlife for you, bitch.
Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, and all that stuff.
For sure.
Tomorrow, Faithless Friday.
Oh, my God.
I know it seems like we're faithless every day, but I actually, there were a couple stories today that I pushed off till tomorrow.
We don't believe in shit.
So we can have Faithless Friday, and don't forget the last half hour of the show tomorrow. The top five songs of the week.
It's going to take a half
according
hour.
According to Billboard. Well, we start it usually.
It happens.
At the...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I usually try to start it at the 3:30
And we make
Pacific.
It diverse, right? Like, we cover different cultures.
We do.
We'll hit the, you know,
we shit on music all over the... From
the
all
Chinese
over the planet.
Top five. The weirdest top five is always Japan, because it's a song sung by, like...
Or some weird German Scheissen.
Oh, yeah. What is up with the Japanese and their fascination with groups of kids singing at once?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of boy bandy, like girl bandy kind of thing going on.
A boy band army.
Thanks for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, live out on the Pacific Coast, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, after that, we're at iTunes, we're at Stitcher.
Yay.
At crabdiving.com, where you can download it at your leisure. And all the other great stuff here on the network. Don't forget to listen to that, too. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where, find out when. Go to his webpage at go to ratedrcomedy.com or go to his Twitter stream, ratedrcomedy.
Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And back tomorrow.
Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.